You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. If you've been to a Lake Michigan beach this spring, you might have noticed it's a bit more cluttered than normal. Tree trunks, random pieces of lumber and trash all litter the shoreline. That puts boaters, swimmers, and property owners in danger. IPR's Dan Wanshura has the story.
As if erosion wasn't enough, communities and property owners on Lake Michigan are now dealing with another problem due to record high water levels. Trash. Up and down Lake Michigan, large amounts of it are washing up on shore.
There's a tremendous amount of debris floating in the lake.
That's Kurt Hall, a shoreline contractor who's at a job site in Mears. Back in March when we spoke, he told me all the debris in the lake this year is the worst he's ever seen.
Pressure-treated wood from decks, steps, boardwalks, seawalls, docks. I mean, we found half of a pontoon boat with a motor on it. It's just amazing how much debris is out there.
Unfortunately, trash and debris in the lake isn't uncommon, but it's especially bad this year because of the high water levels. High waves and erosion drag all sorts of things off the shoreline and into the lake. In Ludington, City Manager Mitch Foster sees a similar story, especially after a storm.
Barricades or barrels from street projects. I've seen trees fall out, grown trees wash up. Full stairwells from beachfront properties. Sections of dock. We've seen full garbage bags full of trash.
Normally, there'd be more community cleanup, but Foster says COVID-19 restrictions have limited those efforts. That leaves city crews to clean up most of it. And even after they do, more debris just washes up.
We are having to spend more time cleaning up different locations than we've had in a long time. And what that means is we aren't able to get to some of the other things that may have higher importance to a larger number of folks in the community.
Like filling potholes and other city maintenance. Besides being expensive and time-consuming to clean up, debris floating around Lake Michigan is also really dangerous. It can float just under the surface of the water, making it hard to spot. Jared Sanders is with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. He says boaters are especially at risk.
There's a very real danger of substantial damage if a boat moving at a high rate of speed hits debris.
Anything from tearing the motor off to hull damage, which could sink the boat. But debris can also be hazardous for swimmers and people just out for a walk.
In a lot of cases, this is construction debris. And so even if it's, you know, generally made out of wood, there could be nails and metals attached to it. And the sort of dynamic nature of the Lake Michigan beaches means those materials can be sort of buried in the sand and washed back out of the sand.
As the weather warms and COVID-19 restrictions eventually relax, more people at the beach could be a problem. In extreme cases, Sanders says some beaches might even have to close to allow cleanup to happen. Just off M-22 in Elmwood Township, Leelanau County Sheriff Mike Borkovich also sees the increase in lake debris. He points to a small, dilapidated storage shed down near the edge of West Grand Traverse Bay. He says that's part of the problem.
The waves have hit that. It's drawn it halfway into water. As you can see, it's about halfway submerged right now. This thing needs to come out of here, like right now, today, or this week.
Some of the debris floating around in Lake Michigan is natural and can't really be helped. But Borkovich says in other cases, it's just a matter of property owners taking responsibility for their belongings. Just the other week, his department responded to an empty boat that had been swept out into the lake.
When people store things along the shoreline, sometimes no ill intention on their part, but they take a shortcut. They'll store the stuff and then they'll leave for 6 months, or they'll come back in the spring, or even if they're here, not realize that the water can grab this stuff literally and pull it back in.
Now, other than warn people, there's not a whole lot the sheriff's department can do. That's why Borkovich says if property owners secure those items now, that could save Lake Michigan from even more debris later. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.